With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. Windsor Fire investigators are still looking into the cause of an early morning house fire. It happened around 5 a.m. Tuesday on Joe St. Louis Avenue between Rose Street and Tecumseh Road East. No one was hurt, but two people are looking for a place to stay. The damage is estimated at $600,000. Windsor police say a suspect has been arrested following a stabbing over the long weekend. The victim was found late Monday night on University Avenue with stab wounds to the face and was taken to hospital. The 25-year-old suspect was found nearby. He's charged with assault with a weapon and breach of probation. The OPP, meanwhile, say an Essex man is charged with impaired driving after a traffic stop on the 401 over Victoria Day weekend. The man was stopped eastbound in Chatham-Kent after his vehicle hit reflective delineators. The Harrow man is charged with operating while impaired and operating with excessive blood alcohol content. Some encouraging news about Canadian inflation. The Consumer Price Index for April shows the rate slowing to 2.7%, closer to the Bank of Canada's target. Prices in groceries, services, and durable goods went down last month, but gasoline prices kept the rate from falling further. A long-awaited report has listed six recommendations on how to improve the lives of Canada's temporary foreign workers. The report calls for an independent agency to coordinate policy on issues facing TFWs. Another recommendation calls on Ottawa to phase out employee-specific work permits. A Catholic high school in Windsor is getting money for expansion. $3.7 million will add 184 spaces to St. Joseph's. Imelda Byrne with the English Catholic Board says the space is desperately needed.
When you think of the accommodation pressures here at the school, we do have portables on site. At this point in time, the 184 pupil place addition is going to be very welcoming in the sense of where it's going to be located is at the northeast side of the building. It may leave a few portables left behind.
Construction could begin next summer. Once again, a solution is being offered to traffic and parking woes associated with the annual Ford Fireworks. Free shuttle buses will take fireworks fans downtown from Devonshire Mall for the 14th year, courtesy of Zayre's.
Park at Devonshire Mall, get on the bus, we will get you down there, we'll get you back. There's no cash exchange, no ride card required, just get on the bus and we'll get you down there and get you back.
Transit Windsor Executive Director Tyson Craig says service begins at 6 p.m. on Monday, June 24th, with return service off until midnight. In sports, the Tigers are in Kansas City Tuesday night while the Blue Jays entertain the last-place White Sox. In the NBA playoffs, the Eastern Conference Finals begin Tuesday night in Boston with the Celtics and the Pacers. NHL trade action has defenseman Ryan McDonagh headed back to the Lightning from Nashville in exchange for two draft picks. McDonagh won two Stanley Cups with Tampa Bay. Tuesday night's weather, a few clouds, windy with a scattered shower or storm, low 21. Windy and 28 Wednesday with more rain possible. Clear Wednesday night, windy and a cooler 15. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.